All right, it's 6 minutes before 7 o'clock. Let's talk SAA now. Since 1994, the airline has received roughly 57 million rand from government. There are lots of estimates, but that's the one I like from the financial journalist Ray Mahlaka. The latest injection of 10.5 billion rand settles its debts, but it will need more. COVID-19 has meant that hitherto wildly successful carriers are going to struggle when life returns to normal. So how long will we keep taking money away, I don't know, from the police or education or health, you name it, other priorities for what many are calling a vanity project? Michael Power is a strategist at 91 and joins us to discuss this. Michael, a very good morning to you. Welcome to our program. You and I are talking because of the piece you wrote in the Business Day yesterday, which I thought was worth a discussion. Firstly, do we need a national carrier, and does it have to be SAA?
Well, I don't think we need one, and it definitely doesn't have to be SAA. There are plenty of other people who will do the job, and if they lose money, that's all well and good, but it doesn't cost us any money. What we need to do is to make sure that fares are low and that visitor numbers are high.
You say we need an open skies policy. What do you mean?
Open skies is a phrase, a genuinely open skies. It's a phrase which is used particularly in Southeast Asia, where someone like Singapore says to someone like Thailand, we'll let our airlines, our respective airlines, travel as much as they can between our capital cities. What would happen in South Africa's case is that we would say to Doha, Dubai, Singapore, Sydney, whoever it is, London, listen, as many of your airlines as want to fly to South Africa can, providing they pass health and safety standards and can find a landing slot to fill in. But we won't necessarily use the quid pro quo and send airlines back from our country to yours. We just want you to service us as competitively and as efficiently as possible.
Doesn't that mean almost a guarantee that our airlines couldn't compete?
If we were doing long haul, absolutely. That's why I suggest we don't have South African Airways. What we would have is obviously regional airlines. But the point here is about bringing in long haul tourists who are the ones that are going to revive our tourism industry.
COVID-19 has been, you might say, the biggest black swan event in many a lifetime. That's compounded any number of challenges, including the aviation sector.
Absolutely. And even the big guys at the moment are suffering. I mean, many of the previously private sector national airlines, particularly, let's say, in the United States, have had to have huge bailouts from governments in order to survive this far. And they probably will still have to have more. The reality is that the industry, while it was to some extent private sector before COVID, is much less private sector in its makeup now because it's been bailed out by governments. We just don't want to get into that game. It's, you know, why should we be throwing good money after bad? Rather, let them do the calculation, let them do what's called the pricing algorithm, and let them bring lots and lots of tourists to South Africa. If you say to anyone who wants to fly to South Africa, you are welcome, you'd be surprised at how many airlines would try and do so.
People will say, Michael, what about the Gulf Airlines that were madly successful before COVID-19? That's an example of what's possible for state ownership in aviation.
Yes, but we are talking about Gulf Airlines here. First of all, they are hugely wealthy. Second of all, their employees effectively pay no taxes because they're operating from a cheap environment. Thirdly, Avgas, the other great cost in an airline, is probably lowest priced in the world out of the Gulf. Fourthly, they have an amazing geography in terms of being the crossroads between East and West and Africa and Australia. The list goes on. They have many, many advantages, incumbent advantages, that allow them to be uber competitive. They're called the super connectors. They're the great disruptors of global airline industry. Even the Americans admit as much at the moment. I would also add Turkish Airlines into that.
You talk about their geographic location, of course, and one of the things we've always thought of is Johannesburg, South Africa, or even OR Tambo, for example, our airport in Johannesburg, as the gateway to the continent. You're saying post-COVID, that may not necessarily be the case with rivals, Kigali, Nairobi, Addis Ababa, any of those taking that spot?
well, why would someone fly all the way to Johannesburg only to go back to Kigali or back to Nairobi? The reality is they'd be backtracking on themselves. There are many more centrally located airports in Africa that would do that job much better. And the interesting thing is Qatar Airlines has now bought 60% of Kigali Airport and 49% of Air Rwanda, and they're hoping to set up a hub in Africa. It's going to be hugely difficult to compete with those guys. I think it's a nice idea, but geography doesn't support it.
What about the idea that there'd be threats to the fiscus if unpaid SAA loans and their knock-ons based on government guarantees take effect?
Look, that's a separate issue, and you're absolutely right. But the idea that, as it were, we throw good money after bad in order not to face up to the fact that we're probably going to face losses sooner or later anyway is a sort of false argument. It's not really something we're just going to have to bite the bullet, face those losses. And for me, the most important thing is we need to rebuild our tourism industry. Tourism in South Africa is spectacularly job rich. That is our overwhelming priority as a nation at the moment. Create jobs, support jobs. There aren't nearly as many jobs in the airline industry. So we put tourism first. We put tourist visitors first. And we make sure that we have as many airlines as possible coming to South Africa, fighting out amongst themselves to bring down their prices of their tickets.
Yeah.
So that previously we were known as a high-cost long-haul destination simply because we have people like South African Airways in the way that stop prices from falling further than they were. So we want to have low-priced tickets from long-haul destinations to South Africa.
Michael Power, can I give you Pravin Gordhan's number? Thank you so much.
He knows me all too well.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, strategist at 91. And the real question is, will it be political consideration or commercial imperatives that will make that decision for us?